So he asked me if I would take the morning service over, and I said yes. And I immediately started to pray, and I immediately asked God if he would send his Spirit and direct me in this morning service. It's a hard message for me to deliver, but I know that this is the Word of God, that this book is true, and so be it. But I had a problem. The week was running out, and I was faced with constantly praying to God, saying, God, give me a direction, give me a sign, whatever it you need to do to let me know what you want me to do. And he was very gracious. Sometimes when we pray, he answers our prayers like that. Sometimes it takes a long, old time, it seems like, for him to answer our prayers. But the first of the week, he answered my prayers, and I didn't even know it. And it took somebody that doesn't even know the Lord to make me realize what God wanted me to talk about this morning. And I'm working in the Provo system, and I'm doing a technical program through my work. And I remember my boss, the first of the week saying, Tom, be patient. Because I get excited and I enjoy my job, and I love the technical end of my job. So I get excited and I get ready to go in the mornings, and I'm running back and forth, and my boss kept saying, Tom, be patient. A couple days later, the technical supervisor came up to me and says, man, Tom, you've got to learn to be patient. But the first thing I wanted to do was just have a morning service of praise and music. But my spirit was troubled. But then Friday, before Friday night connection or Friday night prayer meeting, God had answered my prayers. And the evenings when I was getting home and I was trying to study the Word and asking the Lord, what do you want me to do, God? Do you want me to just have a praise time or what? And then Friday night, he said, no. He said, I want you to talk on patience. And I didn't even realize how important patience really is. I think we have came to a time in our walk in this body, in this church, that God is now trying to tell us, you need to learn some patience. In Hebrews chapter 11, or chapter 10, starting with verse 35, it says, do not let this happy trust in the Lord die away. No matter what happens, remember your reward. You need to keep on patiently doing God's will if you want Him to do for you all that He has promised. Are you impatient for things to happen? I've got quite a bit of scripture to read. I don't want to spend a lot of time having you turn back and forth, so if you would maybe jot it down. Some scripture I will have you read with me, some scripture I won't, so jot it down and you can check it later. In Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. Two years ago, when my father passed away. I watched my mother for 17 long months be stricken with disease and sickness. And our prayers at this church was, my God, bless this woman, bring her out of this. Forgive me. And my prayer day in and day out was, God, deliver my mother. And all I could see was mom getting worse. So I got impatient. And what did I do? This is hard for me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. I ran. And what did I do? I got drunk. With a friend that I had witnessed to 2 days before. And God was trying to show me, where's your patience? Look at my mother today. God has brought her out of her illness and her sickness. She is doing well, and by the grace of God, she'll keep on doing well. But we've got to learn this patience. I wasn't very patient. And I wasn't very patient, and it hurt me, and it damaged my walk. But I come back, and I said, oh, God. My desire is to be a man of the church. Forgive me for what I've done. And he did. That's what gives me the strength to be up here and give you this message. I've got to go on. I'm running out of time here. I've got a lot to go. If you'll turn to Psalms 37 and read chapter or verse 7 and 9 with me, please. Rest in the Lord. Here's this word again. Wait patiently for him to act. Don't be envious of evil men who prosper, for the wicked shall be destroyed. But those who trust in the Lord shall be what? Given what? Every blessing that God can give us. It doesn't say one blessing. It says everything that's in this book. All God's promises, all his blessings, he will give us if we learn to be patient. And as I've seen this church grow and the things that we've been faced with by the Word, and we've tried to be patient and we've tried to learn more and more about God's will and what he wants to do for us in our lives. Again, what does God say? But those who trust in the Lord shall be given every blessing. The gifts of healing, is that a blessing? Gift of tongues, is that a blessing? He says if we're patient, we will receive every blessing. Folks, God doesn't change. He's the same today as he was yesterday. This word is the word of God, and what he says is truth. Also in prayer meeting Friday night, God had allowed me to remember a scripture. And in James 5:16, he says, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. But men of the church, if we want to accomplish much, we have got to wait on God. We've got to be patient. I wished I'd have been patient a few months ago when I fell. Because I hurt that man that I was witnessing to. And I asked God for forgiveness because I wasn't patient. In 1 James 1 and 3, when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. Again in James 1, chapter 1, verse 4, it says, when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character, and what? Full and complete. Are you impatient for things to happen? In Revelations, it tells us, chapter 2 and 10, remain faithful even when facing death, and I will give to you the crown of life, and listen to this, an unending, glorious future. Never ending. And a glorious future. And that's what he's got designed for this church and the people of this church. A glorious future if we'll just be patient. Again in James chapter 1, verse 12, he says, blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. And God says, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. God says also, if we love him, be patient and he will act. Are you impatient for things to happen? In Matthew, it tells us, chapter 10, verse 22, all of you who endure to the end shall be saved. The effective prayers of a righteous man can accomplish very, very much. I want to see this church and the men of this church come to know God in such a personal way. God tells us if we're patient, that it builds our strength and it builds our character. And then we can become effective in our prayers and accomplish very much for the Lord's sake, for Jesus Christ's sake. And that's what we live for. We try to focus ourselves like this and keep in God's line where he wants us to go and how he wants us to walk. But he tells us, be patient if things does not happen right off. Listen to his spirit. In Hebrews 10, 35 and 37, it tells us, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For yet a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Aren't we patiently waiting for the return of Jesus Christ? You know, I think of God's patience towards all of us and towards this world of sin, and men's hearts are so hardened and so strong against him. Would you have that patience, or would you come and would you destroy this world? I thank God that he has more patience than I. Turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. I gotta hurry. Reading from verse 3, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strong character in us and helps us trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and our faith strong and steady. Patience. Are you patient? Are you impatient for things to happen? In 2 Samuel, God has made an everlasting covenant with me. An agreement is eternal, final, sealed. He will constantly look after my safety and my insurance. But I must learn the ways that the Lord is doing for me in my life, changing my life, sometimes being at the point that I am broken. I praise God for letting me see how important it is to be patient and wait, because He tells us that He will hear our prayers. And my prayer for this church is that we become patient and we stand back and we watch the glorious things of God and His mighty hand work in each and every one of us. And I praise God for what He had showed me through this week that's been so special to me. If we're patient, He'll answer our prayers. He'll send His Spirit, and the Spirit will manifest God's will. And I praise God. The effective prayers of a righteous man can accomplish much. And I pray that that's where we're at in this church today. That when we pray, that our prayers will be effective. And the ladies that's in this church and their husbands haven't came to know the Lord yet, be patient, because God's word will not go void. He's the same today as He was yesterday and forever. Let's learn this patience. Because if we learn the patience, in Isaiah 40, 31, it says, that they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an angel. They shall run and not get weary. And they shall walk and not faint. And I praise God that I'll be able to mount up on the wings of an angel, that I'll be able to run and not get weary, and I'll be able to walk and not faint. Because I've learned the ways of the Lord, and He will build my strength. And by His grace, I will be patient and I will wait for Him. One thing that His people, I'm sure, that learned that was in bondage for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before their deliverer comes. And one thing I know that they learned was patience, because it took over 1,000 years before they were delivered out of bondage. If we'll wait, folks, it'll happen. And I could go on, but I'm going to stop right here. Are you impatient for things to happen? I ask God and I pray that my prayer goes out that He has touched you in a special way this morning. That if it's a problem with your life, in your life, that you have not been patient. I ask for God's grace and mercy, because if we come to the foot of the cross, we can be forgiven. And I praise God. Frida? How about surely the presence?
You've got that.
Should we stand, please? Lord, I've been here this morning. We praise you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We ask you, Lord, to give us that patience that we need in our lives so it will strengthen us, so our character will be strengthened, so people can see the love of Jesus Christ. We praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you for giving me the courage and the strength, because you are who you say you are. And Lord, bless these people. May your Spirit pour out in their lives, and may they see what you want them to see and we praise your holy name, and we ask, Lord, that you bless our pastor while he's away. Protect him, Lord, with those angels. Lord, we lift him up before you also this morning and ask you to bless him in a special way and also his family while he is gone. Thank you again, Jesus, for this opportunity. Amen and amen.